about time. We're starving up here. Can't you see? The room smelled like peanut buttery birdcage. A matching yellow penguinish child sat on a rug littered with room empty and candy wrappers, as well as several stuffed toy creatures. As Monty set that tray down on the bed, the child rose up and bit Monty's arm. Ouch! He cried. The youngster struck her candy blue tongue out of the beak at Monty as he left the room. And a vending machine is full of candy. You'd better refill it, Mrs. Cowan Brown said before she slammed the door. In the lift back down, Monty squeezed in with another inn worker. This is Plank. Plank resembles a large raspberry-filled hamster. Taking notice of the bite on Monty's arm, he said, "Room number 5, huh? Got to wear armor there, huh?" Plank's teeth clicked when he talked. Monty scouted out, crossed the lobby and sighed as he put his hand in the doorknob to the grizzling inn storage basement where the snack machines were kept. The stairs were steep, old and very creaky and not at all manageable, especially for Monty. This is probably a good time to tell you Monty's left leg